This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of September 2026. Essence, sweet children, while living at home with your families, remain as pure as a lotus for this last birth. Remember the One Father. This is your incognito effort. Question. What contrast do you experience very clearly as soon as you receive a third eye of knowledge? Answer. 1. On the path of devotion, you wandered from door to door and stumbled so much searching for God. You have now found him. 2. You also have mercy for the poor people who are still wandering around searching for the path. Baba has freed you from wandering around. You are making preparations to go back with Baba. Song. People of today are in darkness. Om Shanti. On the one hand, devotees are remembering God, and on the other hand, each of you souls has received a third eye. That is, you souls have recognized the Father. They say they are still wandering around. You are no longer wandering around. There is so much difference. The Father is preparing you children to take you back home with him. People wander around so much after their gurus and to pilgrimage places and fairs, etc. Your wandering has now ended. You children know that the Father has come to free you from wandering. The Father taught you Raj Yoga in the previous cycle, and he is now teaching you in exactly the same way. You children know that you are conquering the five vices. It is said, those who conquer Maya conquer the world. The five vices are called Maya, Ravan. Maya is an enemy. Maya is not wealth or prosperity. You have to write, the five vices are Maya, Ravan. People will then be able to understand the meaning of it. Otherwise, they're unable to understand it. Those who conquer Maya conquer the world. Here, there is no question of Yadavs or Kauravs, deities or devils. This isn't a physical war. It is remembered that you become the conquerors of the world by conquering Maya, Ravan, with the power of yoga. You children know that the world is called Jagad, world. The master of the world comes to help you conquer the world. He alone is the almighty authority, the one with all powers. It has been explained to you children that only by remembering the Father will your sins be burnt away. The main thing is remembrance. By staying in remembrance, you won't perform any sinful actions, and you will also remain happy. The Purifier Father has come to purify you. So why should we commit any sin? You have to look after yourselves. Human beings do have intellects, do they not? There is no question of battling, etc. in this. It is very easy to remember the Father in order to conquer the five vices. Yes, it does require effort and time. Maya brings storms again and again to try and extinguish your flame, but there is no question of any battling in this. That is the kingdom of the deities. No devils exist there. We are Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Only those who belong to the Brahmin clan consider themselves to be Brahmins. The spiritual Father sits here and gives us spirits this knowledge. There is only the one who is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, and the bestower of salvation for all. He is the one who establishes heaven. You children should have a lot of happiness. Those abroad will also come to know that these are the same Brahma Kumars and Kumaris from Sindh who say that they will definitely establish paradise by following Srimat. The soul says this through the body. The soul hears this and follows directions. The Father comes every cycle and shows you this method. The Father is incognito. No one is aware of this. This is explained to so many human beings, but in spite of that, only a handful out of multi-millions understand it. You children now understand that you have all round parts. The Father has explained that only you claim the kingdom. No one apart from you people of Bharat, who now call yourselves Hindus, can claim it. No matter what name we give ourselves, they still put us down as Hindus in the census. In fact, we originally belong to the original eternal deity Dharma. When they come down from their divine Dharma and Karma and become corrupt, they begin to call themselves Hindus. Why was the name Hindu given? No one knows this either. You should ask them. Tell us who established your Hindu religion. Hindustan is the name of the country. No one will be able to tell you anything. You children know that the Brahmin, deity and warrior dharmas are now being established. They say salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. Brahmins are the most elevated number one. In fact, the golden age is called heaven. Even the kingdom of Ramachandra cannot be called heaven. For half a cycle it is the kingdom of Rama, and for half a cycle it is the devilish kingdom. All of these things have to be imbibed by your hearts. What should you now do in order to go to heaven? You definitely have to remain pure. The Father says, children, lust is the greatest enemy. Conquer it and remain pure. This is why the symbol of a lotus flower is shown. While living at home, become as pure as a lotus flower. This example is for you. Hatha yogis cannot remain as pure as a lotus while living at home. They play their parts on the path of isolation. They cannot live in a household. Therefore, they renounce their homes and families and go away. You can compare the two types of renunciation. There is the memorial of those who live in households. The Father says, whilst living in your households, simply have courage and live as pure as a lotus flower for this last birth. You may live in your households, even though those sannyasis renounce their homes and families. There are many sannyasis. Food has to be provided for them. At first, they too were Satapratan, but they have now become Tamopratan. That is, in their parts in the drama. The same thing will happen again. The Father explains, this impure world is definitely going to be destroyed. They continue to threaten one another over trivial matters. If this is not done, then a great war will start. You children understand that the same thing happened in the previous cycle too. It is written in the scriptures that missiles emerged from their stomachs and this and that happened. They still make fancy masks at the time of Holi. In fact, it is those missiles that bring about destruction. You children also know that whatever happened in the past has to repeat. Whatever is predestined is happening again. You have the full significance of this in your intellects. It is not a matter of just saying anything. You cannot blame anyone. Such is this part of the drama. You just have to give the Father's message. This drama is eternal and imperishable. You also understand what the destiny is. The confluence at the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age is very well known. It is this that is called the most auspicious age. Nowadays, Baba explains to you children about the most auspicious confluence age very clearly. This is the age for becoming the most elevated beings. You will all become Satipratthan and elevated. They are now Tamopratthan and degraded. You understand these terms. The Iron Age will come to an end, and the Golden Age will come, and then there will be cries of victory. There is a story told about that. This is the easiest of all. There are many false stories. The Father himself sits here and explains that you had been singing his praise on the path of devotion. I am now showing you the path to the land of happiness and the land of peace in a practical way. Salvation is a state of happiness, and degradation is a state of sorrow. In the Iron Age there is sorrow, and in the Golden Age there is happiness. When you explain this, they will understand it all. As you progress further, they will continue to understand this. Very little time is left, and the destination is very high. When you go to colleges and explain this knowledge, they will understand it very well. Truly, this cycle of the drama continues to turn. It isn't that there is another world. They think that there is another world up above, and that this is why they go up to the stars, etc. In fact, there is nothing up there. God is one, and the creation is one. This is the only human world. Human beings are human beings, but it is just that there are innumerable religions of the body. There are so many varieties. In the Golden Age, there was just the one Dharma, and it was called the Land of Happiness. The Iron Age is the Land of Sorrow. This is a play of happiness and sorrow. Could the Father ever cause sorrow for his children? He comes and liberates you from sorrow. How could the one who is the remover of sorrow cause sorrow for anyone? It is now the kingdom of Ravan. Human beings have the five vices in them, and this is why this is called the kingdom of Ravan. You children now have the secrets of the world history and geography in your intellects. You hear this every day. This is a very important study. So the Father explains, there is now very little time left. You have to claim your full inheritance from the Father in that time. People will gradually understand that you are the ones who show the path to God. no one else in the world can show you the path to attain God. Only God can show you the path to God. You are his children who give the message. Those who became instruments in the previous cycle will become the same again and also continue to make others the same. You children should churn the ocean of this knowledge and give advice. Baba, I think there should be these pictures. People will be able to understand very clearly from them. Baba tells you to make fewer pictures, because some centres are very small. They can hardly keep 5 to 7 pictures. Baba says there can be a Gita Pashala in every home. There are many who conduct everything in just one room. When you put up the main pictures there, people can receive the understanding of who God ultimately is and what you can receive from him. God is called Baba. You would not say Babonath Baba. You wouldn't even say Rudra Baba. The term Shiv Baba is very well known. Baba says, this is the same sacrificial fire of knowledge of the previous cycle. The unlimited Father Shiva has created the sacrificial fire. He has created the creation of Brahmins through Brahma. He entered Brahma and is carrying out establishment. This is the knowledge of Raj Yoga. It is also the sacrificial fire into which the whole of the old world is to be sacrificed. It is the same one who is the father, the teacher, the guru, and the ocean of knowledge. There cannot be anyone else like him. Nowadays, when they create sacrificial fires, they place scriptures on 4 sides. They even have a vessel into which the sacrificial offerings are put. In fact, it is the sacrificial fire of this knowledge which they have copied. Here you don't have anything physical. You children have now found the unlimited Father and received this unlimited knowledge. No one else knows this. Only you know that the unlimited sacrifice is to be made in this fire. The old world will be destroyed. You continue to experience the happiness that the kingdom of Rama is being established, and that is very good. However, someone who establishes something would do it for himself. He would make all the effort for himself. You know that this Mahabharat war also started from this sacrificial fire. There is a big difference between those limited matters and these unlimited matters here. You are making effort for yourselves. Until you know the Father, you cannot receive the inheritance. Only the Father comes and teaches you souls. Everything of yours is incognito. Souls have become violent, and they have to become non-violent. You mustn't become angry with anyone. Only when the 5 vices are donated can the eclipse be removed. It was through them that you became ugly. How can you now become full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full? The Father explains this to you. Who made Lakshmi and Narayan become that? Did they find any gurus? They were the masters of the world. They must definitely have performed good actions in their previous birth, for that was why they received a good birth. A good birth is received by performing good actions. There is definitely a connection between Brahma and Vishnu. Brahma becomes Vishnu in a second. Human beings change into deities, and this is known as liberation in life in a second. As soon as you belong to the Father, you claim the inheritance of liberation in life. All the kings and subjects are liberated in life. Anyone who is to go there has to become liberated in life. The Father explains to everyone, and it is then a matter of making effort to attain a high status. Everything depends on your efforts. Why should we not continue to make effort and claim a high status? By remembering the Father a great deal, you will be able to sit in his heart, that is, on the throne. The Father doesn't give you a lot of hard work. What other effort would he have the innocent mothers make? Remembrance of the Father is incognito. This knowledge is revealed. It is said, this one lectures very well, but to what extent does he stay in yoga? Does he remember the Father? For how long does he remember the Father? It is only by having remembrance that your sins of many births will be destroyed. This is spiritual knowledge, which only the spiritual father, Shiva, comes and gives you every cycle. No one else can give you this knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Keep the secrets of the imperishable drama in your intellects and don't blame anyone. Make effort to become the most elevated beings. Claim your full inheritance from the Father in this short time. 2. In order to become doubly non-violent, never become angry with anyone. Donate the vices and make effort to become full of all virtues. Blessing. May you be constantly loving and become a highest being who follows the highest code of conduct by being liberated from all weaknesses in a second. Someone who loves another would surrender everything out of love for that one. Someone who has love does not need to think about anything to surrender something. So the easy way to put into practice the codes of conduct and disciplines that you have been told and to be liberated from all weaknesses is to be constantly loving to the One Father. Constantly stay in the company of the one you love and you will be coloured by spirituality and become a highest being who follows the highest code of conduct in a second. This is because someone who is loving automatically receives the Father's cooperation. Slogan: if the foundation of your faith is strong, it is guaranteed that you will reach perfection. Aviat signal: now reveal your form of a bestower. At present, all souls are like beggars and asking God for something or other. they all have in their minds or on their lips, give me this. Some are beggars of wealth, some of cooperation, some of relationships, some of happiness or temporary comfort. Some are begging for rest or good sleep, some are begging for followers. You, children of the bestower, have to become bestowers, and with your attitude of pure feelings, finish the hunger of beggar souls. Om Shanti.